Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus took Peter, James, and John and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became dazzling white, such as no fuller on earth could bleach them. Then Elijah appeared to them along with Moses, and they were conversing with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, Rabbi, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. He hardly knew what to say. They were so terrified. Then a cloud came, casting a shadow over them. From the cloud came a voice, This is my beloved Son, listen to him. Suddenly, looking around, they no longer saw anyone but Jesus alone with them. As they were coming down from the mountain, he charged them not to relate what they had seen to anyone, except when the Son of Man had risen from the dead. So they kept the matter to themselves, questioning what rising from the dead meant. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. The Transfiguration of the Lord. It's an amazing experience for the three disciples. They are called to listen to Jesus. By that time, they do understand what does it mean after his resurrection. No matter how, they keep the secret. In themselves, they still do not understand what does it mean, all this operation. That's why when Jesus said he would go up to Jerusalem, and Peter stopped him. They didn't want Jesus to suffer. But Jesus scolded Peter. They don't understand the will of God. Today we are called to follow Jesus also. Many times we don't understand the meaning of the cross. We do not like to carry the cross. But to follow Jesus is always in this way. He called disciples, come and follow me. Carry your cross every day. It's not an easy job, but it's a calling. Through the grace of God, every cross is sweet. It's a blessing. It's hard to believe, hard to accept, we have to pray for. Telling Jesus that we want to follow him, but we are weak. We don't know how to follow him. Just ask him to give us the grace. Jesus expects us every past moment to be in love with other people, do well what we're going to do. So we are all called to live like Jesus. everything for the glory of God the Father. Seek first the kingdom of God, the rest will be given. So let us entrust everything in the hand of the Lord, asking special grace today, live well every present moment, minute by minute. Just present ourselves to Jesus, let Him accompany us, guide us, step by step. Just in our prayer, tell Jesus, Jesus, we trust in you, we follow you. Jesus, give us your strength.